Test, 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 test. In this tutorial, we will review how to successfully utilize the Direct Referral Report. The Direct Referral Report can assist your office and all meaningful use Stage 2 eligible providers in the Direct Referral Report. The Direct Referral Report can assist your office and all meaningful use Stage 2 eligible providers in meeting the objective for core measure number 15, the Direct Referral Report can assist your office and all meaningful use Stage 2 eligible providers in meeting the objective for core measure number 15, which requires the transitioning and/or the referral of a summary of care records. Which requires the transitioning and/or the referral of a summary of care records. Which requires the transitioning and/or the referral of a summary of care records. The Direct Referral Report will allow you to determine which providers or practices you send information to most frequently. The Direct Referral Report will allow you to determine which providers or practices you send information to most frequently. The Direct Referral Report can be accessed from the main menu by clicking the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the screen. The Direct Referral Report can be accessed from the main menu by clicking the Direct Referral Report can be accessed from the main menu by clicking the Medical Records button in the top left corner of the screen. At the Medical Records screen, the Medical Records Setup button at the bottom of the screen. At the Medical Records screen, click the Medical Records Setup button at the bottom of the screen to access the Medical Records Setup options. Click the Interface Setup button, and when the Interface Setup screen appears, click the End-to-End Direct Setup option. This will forward you to the Direct Setup options, where you will notice the Direct Referral Report button at the bottom of the listing. Click the Direct Referral Report button. Clicking the Direct Referral Report button will forward you to a screen where you can enter the desired report criteria. The Number of Top Referrals field will allow you to select the number of referring providers or practices that you would like to display. The Number of Top Referrals field will allow you to select the number of referring providers or practices that you would like to display in the report. This field will default to display the top 20 providers that you refer patient information to most frequently. In the field below, you can enter the number of previous months that should be displayed in the referral report. When you have entered the desired amount of time and the appropriate number of providers, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to run the report. The report will search for any send containers that were sent via fax or direct. The report will search for any send containers that were sent via fax or direct messaging using the Send screen or the Document Distribution and Concurrent Care screen. When the Direct Referral Report has been run, the Report Details screen will appear with the referring provider with the highest referred to percentage displayed at the top of the listing, followed in descending order by the next most frequently referred to providers. When the direct referral report has been run, the report detail screen will appear. The report detail screen will appear with the referring provider with the highest referred to percentage displayed at the top of the listing, followed in descending order by the next most frequently referred to providers. Followed in descending order by the next most frequently referred to providers. The direct referral report is completely interactive, and you will have the ability to modify any of the referring doctor's information directly from the listing. When the direct referral report has been run, the report detail screen will appear with the referring provider with the highest referred to percentage displayed at the top of the listing, followed in descending order by the next most frequently referred to providers. The direct referral report is completely interactive, and you will have the ability to modify any of the referring doctor's information directly from this listing. On the left side of the report listing, the first column will display the provider's referring doctor number as is recorded in your referring doctor master file. The name column will display the provider's name as it is displayed in the doctor name field of the referring doctor master file. Click on any of the providers or practices in the listing to view the referring doctor master file screen. Click on any of the providers or practices in the listing to view the referring doctor's setup screen. If the referring doctor account is set up as an entire office in the master file, then the practice name will display in this field. The next column will display the provider's. MPI number. If a provider in the referral report does not have their MPI number listed, click on that provider to access the referring doctor master file. If you know the provider's MPI number, you can click the Edit button on the button line at the top of the screen. You can also access the end-to-end directory lookup. To search for the provider and their corresponding MPI number. Click the direct address button on the button line. And when the direct address entry screen appears, click the end-to-end directory lookup button to search for the provider in the end-to-end directory. When searching for any referring provider's MPI number, your office can also utilize the National MPI Registry search. Your office can also utilize the National MPI Registry search that is provided by CMS. This is an extremely valuable tool that can help your office quickly acquire any referring provider's MPI number if it is not already recorded in your referring doctor master file. This is an extremely valuable tool that can help your office quickly acquire any referring provider's MPI number if it is not already recorded in your referring doctor master file. Understandably, if a practice account is set up in your referring doctor master file, this account will not require a national provider identifier. If a practice account is set up in your referring doctor master file, this account will not require a national provider identifier. The next column indicates the direct flag status in the referring doctor master file. A green check mark will display on the referral report when the direct flag is set to send via direct messaging in the master file. You may notice that some of your referring providers have a valid direct address listed, but the green check mark does not display. This is because the direct flag does not automatically switch to send via direct for non-MedEnt referring providers. MedEnt recommends that your office contact the referring provider to ensure that they are ready to start exchanging MedEnt recommends that your office contact the referring provider to ensure that they are ready to start exchanging information via direct messaging and then manually set the direct flag to send via direct in the master file. MedEnt recommends that your office contact the referring provider to ensure that they are ready to start exchanging information via direct messaging and then manually set the direct flag to send via direct in the master file. The referral column indicates the amount of times that you have sent information to the referring provider or practice. The percentage column will display a comparative percentage for each of the listed referring providers based on the total amount of information sent during the time period requested. This column can help visualize the variations in frequency of sent information based on the providers listed in the report. Finally, the last column in the report displays the provider's direct messaging address. A practice account in the referring doctor master file may have a practice direct address enabled when all of their direct messaging capabilities have been set up. If a provider or practice does not have a direct address available in the referral report, you can click into the referring doctor master file. You can click into the referring doctor master file to search the directory for that provider. In the referring doctor master file, click the Edit button on the button line at the top of the screen, and then click the Direct Address button to access the end-to-end directory lookup, where you can search for their provider by their name, organization, or an MPI number. Click the Edit button on the button line at the top of the screen, and then click the Direct Address button to access the end-to-end directory lookup, where you can search for the provider by their name, organization, or an MPI number. If you find the provider in the directory, select them, and then you will receive a pop-up. When you have found the provider in the directory, when you have selected the provider in the directory, you will receive a pop-up asking if you would like to use this record. If you select yes, the direct address will automatically display in the direct address field in the referring doctor master file, and the direct flag will automatically be switched to send via direct for a med. Selecting yes at the pop-up will display. Selecting yes at the pop-up will input the. Selecting yes at the pop-up will input the direct address into the direct address field in the referring doctor master file, and if the. And if the provider has a MedEntDirect.com address, the direct flag will automatically be switched to send via direct. And if the provider has a MedEntDirect.com address, the direct flag will automatically be switched to send via direct. Any direct address that is not a MedEntDirect.com address will not switch the direct flag to send via direct automatically. Any direct address that is not a MedEntDirect.com address will not switch the direct flag to send via direct automatically. It is your office's responsibility to manually set this flag once you have confirmed that the referring provider has completed their direct messaging setup. Any direct address that is not a MedEntDirect.com address will not switch the direct flag to send via direct automatically. It is your office's responsibility to manually set this flag once you have confirmed that the referring provider has completed their direct messaging setup. After reviewing the information in the referral report, MedEnt suggests that your office contact any of your frequently referred to providers who are not currently sending via direct messaging and encourage those providers to complete their direct messaging setup. After reviewing the information in the referral report, MedEnt suggests that your office contact any of your frequently referred to providers who are not currently sending via direct messaging, and encourage those providers to complete their direct messaging setup. Direct messaging is the most efficient and effective way to safely send any of your patients' important health information electronically. Back at the end-to-end direct setup screen, the end-to-end auto match log will display any providers that could not automatically be updated with a direct address. The log will display both MedEntDirect.com addresses. The log will display both MedEntDirect.com addresses and non-MedEntDirect. If a duplicate MPI number is found in either the if a duplicate MPI number is found in either the referring doctor master file or the end-to-end directory, the provider will not be updated. In the end-to-end auto match log, duplicate MPIs will be displayed as a multiple local MPI entry or a multiple directory entry. It is your office's responsibility to determine which file should be updated with which direct address, with the appropriate direct address. It is your office's responsibility to determine which file should be updated with the appropriate direct. It is your office's responsibility to determine which file should be updated with the appropriate direct address. Your office can update each provider that is listed in the AutoMatch log by going into the referring doctor's setup area and manually updating their referring doctor master file. Please note that the end-to-end auto match log will not look at. Please note that the end-to-end auto match log will not contain any deactivated referring doctor. This concludes the Direct Messaging Referral Report video tutorial. This concludes the Direct Messaging Referral Report video tutorial.